In 2008, there were fewer than 52,000 confirmed cases of tax refund identity theft in the United States. By 2011, the number was 1.1 million, and those are just the cases the IRS knows about. An audit by the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration earlier this year estimated another 1.5 million potential cases where thieves stole identities for the purpose of getting fraudulent refunds. And TIGTA says IRS could give out $21 billion in fraudulent refunds in just the next 5 years if it doesn't find a way to crack down. Russell George is the TIGTA Inspector General.
People are nimble, and they will use, you know, their ingenuity when it comes to taking advantage of any a federal program, a state program, a non-governmental opportunity, if they think they can get away with it. And they are. And keep in mind, this is not only a domestic problem, this is an international problem.
The IRS estimates it would need another $32 million to investigate those 1.5 million potentially fraudulent returns from 2011. Money it doesn't have right now and doesn't appear to be forthcoming.
We've cut their budget $350 million.
Congressman Jerry Connolly is a Democrat from Northern Virginia.
You can be smart all you want. That's a real cut. That means they're handicapped in terms of the resources probably they need to have a critical threshold to be dealing with the subject in an efficacious way.
The IRS says it recognizes the magnitude of the problem, so despite the budget squeeze, it's reallocated money and staff internally. The agency says it's doubled the size of its workforce that handles identity theft. 3,000 people will be assigned to the issue for the upcoming tax filing season. But George told the House Oversight Committee that's far from a perfect solution.
It's a zero-sum game. Unless they are given additional resources, they have to take people from one function and apply them to another.
And even with the increased attention to identity theft, TIGTA and the Government Accountability Office say IRS is falling behind, and a bigger budget isn't the only answer. James White is the Director for Strategic Issues at GAO.
One thing to note is that despite the increase in resources that IRS has devoted to the problem and the initiatives they put in place, the problem continues to grow and get worse. So despite the efforts, they're not keeping up with the problem. And resolving cases after the theft has occurred and after the fraud has occurred is very labor intensive. So that will be a huge hit to the budget. The trick here is figuring out a way to prevent the fraud in the first place. That means doing more research up front, experimenting with better filters to try to prevent the fraud. And that way you avoid this very expensive process and very time-consuming, lengthy process that's a terrible process for the victims, the innocent victims. But you can avoid that with the upfront prevention.
IRS says it's focused on prevention, too. The agency says it's making more use of third-party data to help it to automatically flag returns that appear to be fraudulent, and a pilot program that issues secret PIN codes to taxpayers who've been identity theft victims in the past will expand to 600,000 taxpayers this coming year.
I think you have all heard former Commissioner Shulman talk about an initiative that we're looking at IRS called Real Time. And that really, I think, gets to the heart of the matter, too. If we do have basic information documents available to us to match quickly when that return comes in the door, that does stem a tremendous amount of this fraud that we're seeing perpetrated on innocent taxpayers. So that is something that we will be doing some additional testing on this upcoming filing season. To look at how we can get information documents into IRS more quickly and then use our data analytics, use the computing capabilities we have to stem additional identity theft.
GAO and TIGTA have plenty of other recommendations for IRS in the area of identity theft, though. For instance, banking industry regulations require that direct deposits into checking accounts match up with the name of the account holder. TIGTA says IRS doesn't follow those regulations, so in one case, one fraudster was able to have 590 separate refunds, totaling nearly $1 million, deposited into one single account. And George says the agency could also be making more use of data the government already has to verify the identities of tax filers.
For example, the Department of Health and Human Services has what's known as a National Directory of New Hires. The IRS has some access to it, but it's limited. If this access were expanded, which would require statutory changes, It would allow the IRS to be able to better match the withholding and income information provided by a taxpayer to ensure that it's accurate. Most recently, the IRS gained access to the Social Security Administration's database that deals with 1099s, which has assisted it in helping to stem tax cheats in the Social Security arena.
And Nina Olson, IRS's independent national taxpayer advocate, says IRS isn't making the best use of the resources it has when it comes to dealing with taxpayer identity theft victims. She says the agency's process for working with customers is becoming decentralized, with identity theft specialists working in the various silos of the agency's mission areas. The IRS had set up a one-stop shop for identity theft called the Identity Protection Specialized Unit in 2008, but Olson claims that unit's role has been diminishing in recent years.
The IRS doesn't track how many issues or how many multiple years a particular taxpayer has. They don't have a sense of what the complexity is of these cases or the pictures, whereas my evidence demonstrates that the vast majority of the identity theft cases, in fact, have more than one issue and are going to bounce around between units. And so I am very concerned. If you asked me what was the most significant issue that victims are going to be facing next year, it is that very issue, this decentralization. Without a traffic cop, we have a traffic cop right now that needs to be beefed up, the IPSU unit. And what I'm afraid is that they are going to reduce the focus on that traffic cop that makes sure the case gets from the right specialized unit to the other.
Other potential fixes to taxpayer identity theft are the responsibility of other agencies. For instance, Molson says the Social Security Administration's master death file is a treasure trove of information for thieves. It includes Social Security numbers and other personal information from recently deceased Americans that's ripe for the picking. For now, its contents are widely available through commercial data providers.
I was just meeting with low-income taxpayer clinics yesterday in Cleveland. One of the clinics had reported to me earlier that they had represented a taxpayer whose daughter had been murdered. The death master file dutifully reported her death. It was made public on one of the genealogy websites, and she spent over a year trying to clear up the last return of her deceased, murdered daughter. I think that there is legislation that's been introduced in both houses to restrict the access of this data, and I think until we do that, the federal government is perpetuating identity theft.
But Olson also agrees the IRS's diminished staffing in the face of increasing responsibilities is a huge problem. Her office rated that the number one issue for the agency in a report to Congress this year.
The taxpayer is really being harmed by the diminution of taxpayer service funding to the IRS, and that will come back in reduced compliance, reduced collections, and general frustration, not just at the IRS, but at federal government as a whole. And that is not a very good recipe for good administration, much less good tax administration.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.